In a speech in London, Mr. Blair said, the criminal justice system is the one public service that is, in his words, most distant from what reasonable people want. The Prime Minister said the protection of individual civil rights must be weighed against the threat society faces from international crime and terrorism.
The demands of the majority, law-abiding community, have to take precedence. And what does that mean? It means we should not have to fight continual legal battles to deport people who are committing serious crimes or inciting extremism. We cannot allow violent or drug-abusing offenders to be put back out in the street again without proper supervision and, if necessary, restraint.
These were Mr. Blair's first comments on the issue since a high court judge last week criticized the government for not granting permanent residency to a group of 9 Afghans who had hijacked a plane to Britain in 2000. The government had wanted to deport the men. Also, it was learned last week that a convicted rapist on parole had killed a 40-year-old woman. Prison authorities had complained the man was treated too leniently in order to protect his rights. Earlier this month, Mr. Blair removed his chief law and order minister, Charles Clark, amid revelations that more than 1,000 convicted foreigners were released from prison without considering their deportation. Adding to the controversies, there is concern among some legal experts that Mr. Blair is exploiting the incidents for political advantage. Anthony Lester is a member of the opposition Liberal Democrat Party in the House of Lords and a leading human rights lawyer.
It seems to me that he's running a populist thing, picking fights with liberals and whipping up public opinion in a way that I think is going to be detrimental to our basic rights and freedoms in this country.
Mr. Blair may find the path to judicial reform complicated by his earlier legislation that allows British court rulings to be reviewed and even overturned by the European Court of Human Rights. The Prime Minister has asked the Home Office to consider if new laws are needed to bring British court rulings into line with the often tougher interpretation in other European countries of the continent's Human Rights Convention. Michael Drudge, VOA News, London.